Jesse said I couldn't say breast.
God damn, you're such a dick. Whatever, I'm hitting play on this.
Chicken.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Oh. Yeah. Actually, I need to. I'm sorry, that was way too loud. Da 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 boom.
Yeah. The moon is singing low tonight. There's something different in your eyes.
What's up, bitches?
Welcome to She Freak. Woo!
Complicated notion.
We're not talking anymore.
To open my mouth and let my words flow freely.
Okay, that's probably enough.
Yeah.
But wow. What's up, people?
Hey. I'm people. What's up?
Are you people?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm your local bleeding legend, Nikki Ryland. Let's get fucked to kids in the way.
Oh my god, I love this song. Almost a minute in and no one knows what the fuck we're talking about.
This is some classic Kids in the Way, bro.
Right, this is Kids in the Way.
And Lady Bros.
Stars Fall On. This was my pick. One of my picks.
Dude,
dear Lord, this takes me back.
Safe from the losing fight.
Season 3 of She Freak, episode 2. What's up, people?
Hey, hope you're having a...
A banger of a day.
Absolutely.
You'll be listening on Sunday. Hopefully, you better be listening.
Happy Valentine's Day early.
Right, actually, it's a Monday. We post these on Mondays now, I just remembered.
I'm sending you hearts through the microphone. Hope you feel that.
Anyways, we had people send in songs that gave us those nostalgic feels. We're getting in our feels.
Bro.
And some of y'all sent some funny shit.
Yeah. Some of that, I was just like, if I listen to that, it's going to wreck my day. So I'm V sorry to
So we got a lot of submissions. I'm V sorry.
I'm really sorry.
We posted them all in our stories. Just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big you snorted.
I tried to say big gulps.
Yes.
It didn't come out.
Okay. Dude, I love this song so much. Yeah, we posted them all in our stories. And
yeah.
We were overwhelmed with song choices.
Bro, I saw the thong song.
Yeah, the thong song got thrown in there.
That, I was like maybe in middle school when
I
that
was like,
popular.
Is this for real? But so yeah, we picked 10.
10 of our favies.
We put 10 together that we thought would go together because, you know, emo kids. I think we were all emo as fuck back in the day. I mean, we still are, but like...
Someone told me the other day, emo's not dead.
And emo like, never died.
Bro, if it ain't true, we just can't fit into our skinny jeans as well.
I'm pretty good, actually.
I mean, I'm pretty good.
I'm wearing them right now.
But I like wearing baggy jeans now, too.
That's
which
very
I
true.
Never thought that would change. I was like, I'm wearing skinny jeans till I die. And now I'm like, my ass likes to be in loose jeans.
No, dude, I remember being in like elementary school when baggy jeans were popular.
Dude.
I mean, like, I'm never wearing bell bottoms. Ever.
Oh, dude.
Ever. And then bell bottoms got popular in middle school.
Dude, bellies are like back
and
now,
you know
man.
I wore that shit.
Absolutely. You know I wore that shit.
You skirt.
On your
11,
ass.
11, 12 years old. I remember I had the coolest pair of like olive, like military green bell bottoms.
I thought they were like off mustard yellow.
No. You're not thinking of the right pair. And
okay.
I sewed patches.
What the fuck?
On them. Like floral print.
Oh wait, I remember.
Do you remember
that.
Those?
Yeah.
Because I ripped a knee hole in it, and
I
that was before
some ass.
No, that was before knee holes were cool. So I was like, oh god,
Knolls.
I wrecked these. I think I like skidded on the floor and ripped them, like
what?
Scuffed them up. So
I do
put
remember.
A patch over them.
Vaguely, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, now we getting, dude.
Bro,
this is one of Nikki's picks.
Like nobody will understand.
Never.
Me, for, okay.
Keep going.
America, I speak English. When I was 14 years old, my parents got me Emery.
The question.
No, I'm only a man.
No, it was the question.
Are you fucking for sure?
Yeah, positive. Because I'm only a man came out after. It was the question, the deluxe version.
For Christmas. Yeah. And I sat in my room and listened to it and was like hot in the face for the whole thing. Anyways.
I'm hot in the face.
This is
for Emery.
Bro, I feel like Toby and Devin would appreciate
God,
that.
God, just freaking recognize us already.
We've been trying to get Emery's attention for like a fucking decade.
Our entire lives.
So if you wonderful fucking men don't notice us.
I'm going to go.
Well, I'm already bleeding.
I'm
going to
go all Hawthorne Heights on your ass.
Oh my God. But Toby, anyway. Devin, we love you. Because you're going to fucking hear this one day.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Anyway.
I'm running low. I've only had a rice cake, you know.
You've had more than that.
Just a little bit. Anyway, the song.
The song is called.
The song's called Under Serious Attack, but it's reimagined.
Oh, God, this record. The reimagined record is amazing. The revival record. Oh, my God.
Talent.
Get the fuck out of my face,
dude,
with this garbage. It's so good.
How do you like hear songs that you've played
your entire life, right? It's so good.
Dude,
we got that. We got that Devin vinyl coming in the mail.
Bless my soul.
We watched Emery's live stream shows, both of them, for I'm Only a Man and The Week's End. Mm. And I will tell you what, I have not felt that feeling, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I haven't felt that feeling probably in like, I don't know,
since
10 years.
I don't know.
12 years.
Like the last
since
time
we played with Kids in the Way.
I mean, I felt it, but maybe in a new way from seeing Architects.
See, each band who gives you that feeling, it's the same, but it's different.
It's very different.
We had this conversation. It does different things for you.
Yes.
Like, you may have that feeling, I don't know, that connection.
Yes.
But, like, they do different things for you.
Right.
Like, Architects, 1975, BTS, Emery, Kids in the Way. Like, they all, it's that, oh, my God, I can't even describe it.
Right.
But it serves, each one serves, like, a different purpose.
It's like, you know, you take a specific medicine for a specific hurt.
Yeah.
That's what music is.
Yeah,
you
is.
Know, breaking it down in my brain activities.
Right. I fucking love it.
But, yeah, this whole album is old songs that they reconstructed and re-recorded.
Right.
And it's just amazing what they did.
With
like
their
old
songs.
Yeah, it sounds like a brand new record, but you know all the words.
Yep.
You know all the melodies.
Yep.
So it was an
applause.
Dude, when
bravo.
I remember when this came on, I was like, this is fucking like R&B.
Yeah.
This is me. This is my heart, man.
Right. I cannot wait to hear all of Devin's record, his R&B record on vinyl, because that's going to be hot shit.
Hot.
And, yeah. This is another one of Nikki's picks.
You know,
Sorry, we were selfish and put our own picks
in.
Bro,
you know what? It's our show, bitches.
Because we have stories. It's our show.
I've got stories, mate. Like, I cannot tell you.
I cannot tell you.
How important Architects has been to me, but to us as a band.
Oh, my God. Completely changed my life.
I found them through Bring Me the Horizon, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't listen to them at all. But I did, you know, Plagues, y'all. Everybody listened to Plagues and thought it was hard
Bro,
as hell.
You weren't deathcore, metalcore, crapcore, vegancore. Yeah.
The song's called Heartburn. It's off of The Here and Now, which is the album they think, like, sucked ass. Which
I love this record.
Literally,
there's so many good songs on this.
I would like pinch any of them and be like, absolutely not.
No.
It was their transition record.
It flopped with the like, there's no screaming in this,
dude.
Fans,
suck a fat one, bro.
Which, you know, fast forward to right now.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that they're doing the music that they're doing
absolutely.
Right now for the record, the new record. Like meteors just came out.
Like if you
want 2 days ago, holy shit!
Yes.
Meteor, excuse me, singular.
If you want to look at not only a band who has
grown.
Yeah.
And what's the word? Evolution.
Yeah.
Eyes.
Progressed.
Evolutionized.
Evolved.
Evolved.
Evolutionized.
Thank you. Thank you. But like Sam went from way down here to just way up here.
Vocally?
Like, vocally, yes. From
I think
literally from like I can't ever remember the name of the album. This was before like this was like they're only playing Birmingham or something. Like or in the hood.
Brighton.
So, there you go, there you go. But like literally such an inspiration.
Well, he's
of
like
growth.
He wouldn't say so, but he's like the icon for metal vocalists these
yeah.
days. Like he's the number one dude.
In my book, he is.
Oh yeah, I think he is for a lot of people in the scene though. Like such an example, like iconic tone,
dude.
Both vocally, like singing and screaming.
It's rare when somebody can
do both so well, impeccably.
And yes,
impeccably. Every time we've seen them, I never heard him hit a bad note.
Dude, no. And even when they said it was like a rough show. Or even when we experienced
like whatever.
A shitty crowd,
right.
Giving them grief or
we
you
watched
know.
Them. We saw them for reference. Saw them for the first time at the Loft in Lansing, which is like maybe 300 capacity.
Dude.
Maybe.
Fire.
Insane. Side stage. Like, I think I cried.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? And then we saw them at the Magic Stick in Detroit. Like, none of these venues exist anymore, which is
Dude.
Terrible. And then we saw them, like, boom, big leap. Oh, the Intersection.
Holy shit.
In Grand Rapids. And then...
St. Andrew's Hall.
St. Andrew's Hall. Twice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking insane.
Dude.
And now they're, like, selling out freaking huge...
Dude.
...venues.
It's insane.
Like, in Europe and the UK.
Rightfully deserved.
Right? This is Timberwolves at New Jersey by Take You Back Sunday.
Oh, my God.
And our dear friend Sarah from Native World sent us this.
Really? Are
yeah.
you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
I thought you said it was Danny.
No, that was Envy on the Coast.
Ah.
Where is it? Yeah. Hey, it's Flores.
Cute,
yeah, Sarah,
cute.
She sent us this. I mean, everybody, like, we all know.
I covered some
the
Taking
good
Back
old
Sunday back
Mike
then.
Mike around the neck swing.
Oh, my God, yes. Dude, that music video on MTV, like, every day, iconic.
Right.
Waiting it's for like, it to come on.
Y'all sent some real good emo shit. And it's just funny to know that we all kind of used to listen to the same stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I think about it, we should have picked. There's so much, more that we could have picked.
We can do a 2.0.
But I think a lot of the songs are in, other playlists.
I'm
like,
sure
songs
they are.
That we've picked, like... You know, Amberlynn stuff or,
ho, 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 ho.
You know, all those.
Yes.
I can't think.
I can't think. I mean, even like, I thought about doing From Indian Lake.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Like,
sorry, there's so much swearing. Can't you just be ladies
yeah,
and
can't
not
can't
swear?
Can't
oh,
just
darn
be
it.
Like,
oh,
Budge. Bilge.
Oh, Bulge.
Oh, Christopher
Bilge.
Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
No,
yeah,
bro. Like, piss off.
Fuck you.
If you don't like all the package, then you don't serve any of it.
I don't know. I'm fucking hungry.
If you don't what?
If you don't like all the package,
oh, okay.
Then you don't deserve any of it.
Gotcha.
God.
Oh my God.
If you can't handle me in my fucking puffy vest, in my fucking sweatpants,
Long Johns.
My sandals with my socks, and negative 10 degree weather.
It's been so cold here. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's been, like, zero
like
every night.
Like, if you peed outside, it would freeze out your pee-pee.
Wow. Because
it'd be so hot, man. You know, like, throwing the hot water.
My pee just turned to vapor. Oh, my God. That's a
Let's
visual.
Try it. Let's
no.
try it.
No.
Who wants to see it?
Oh, God,
no,
that's going to be the header for the
Don't share your privates with anyone unless
You're loving each other on a genuine level. And you're getting the good money. Oh my God, this one.
No.
No.
I'm kidding.
I'll pay you $10 for a picture of your butt.
No.
Left cheek or right?
$10?
That's insulting.
Don't insult me, bitch. Anyway.
Sorry.
This one's almost over. Getting weird. People are weird, though.
Bro, you've been in quarantine for a flipping year?
A year.
Here you go, guys.
Oh, yeah. This is the good shit. I was waiting for someone to send Helena, but no one did.
Bummer.
But
I almost sent
Arizal,
Ghost of you.
Arizal 101. He sent us.
For Rizzle.
I mean, do I even need to see what this say what this is?
I love
My Chemical Romance.
Dude, every time this song
Welcome
comes on
the Black Parade.
At a show, like while we're breaking stuff down or like
people
bands are switching
their fucking
out,
minds.
I'm like second and fifth hand embarrassed at everybody like
losing
dying,
shit.
Screaming. I'm like, y'all aren't even that stoked when a live band's playing.
Yeah, I know. People would get more stoked when My Chemical Romance would come on while we were breaking down than while we were playing. I'm like,
right. I'm like,
I'm insulted.
Can you stop screaming? I just played my heart and soul out, and you stood there with your
quiet,
arms crossed.
Quiet time. Like, dude, what drives me batshit is when we're done, right? We're done. You should be gone. No one should be here, and we're packing shit up, and the sound guy puts music on full blast. I'm like, I am so tired.
I know, dude.
And I want to be quiet.
Yeah.
After being loud for literally like 6 straight hours.
Right.
Turn it down.
Like all tour, I
please.
Feel like we dealt with that.
Yeah. Can you turn that down?
Yeah.
Please? Like
I'd just stand at the soundboard and put my earplugs in and stare.
And like, where's the master? Just turn the master down.
Right? Like peeking over the soundboard trying to find
turn it down. And just be like, dude. Like literally I can't. Please don't do this to me right now.
Dude, I remember there's one fill. I don't even know if you can call it a drum, a fill.
Yeah.
It's just like an accent thing. That every time I saw, I was like, holy shit, there's no way I could do that. And now I'm like, it's not that big a deal. I don't know. I can do all things.
I'm doing
no,
the drum
not
fill.
That.
Which one?
It's, okay. Give me a moment. It goes.
Oh,
it's like a sec in the secondary
in the
area.
Chorus?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Here it comes. Ready? Ready here?
Oh, nice.
That. Yeah, and it's really simple. Like, all my time of living, I was like, that sounds so cool. And it's literally just like, he's just riding his toms.
Dude,
bro.
I mean, I think My Chemical Romance was like iconic for music videos in the day.
Absolutely, dude. Storyline.
Just like.
And weird shit.
The visual.
The makeup.
Right, the makeup, the visual, the costumes, the concept.
Dude, no. Like yesterday, I don't know how the fuck this happened.
Oh, no.
But I turned 30 Seconds to Mars
on. Oh, shit.
And we watched some old videos, and I was like, damn, son, look at all this makeup they're wearing.
Dude, yeah. I'm like, every emo girl. And boys, too, probably were just like,
dead. Yeah. There was a few nakednesses, like a shirtlesses.
Shirtless. Yeah, shirtless freaking Jared Leto, you know, with eyeliner.
Dude,
that you slept in for a week.
That just, like, fucking stare into your
soul.
Yeah. I'm about it. He looks like
dude.
Jesus.
Like a hip Jesus. I mean, Jared Leto probably is Jesus.
He probably
for all we
is.
Know.
You
I don't know.
Like, I wouldn't doubt it. He could probably, like, if I was like, damn, I have a headache, he'd probably just, like, touch your neck and
right,
you'd be like, wow.
He meditates and goes to Joshua Tree and shit like that and just, like,
I would
is
too,
one with the earth.
If I was fucking,
in nature.
You know, able to.
Carry on, but carry on.
Yeah, I need to do some warm-ups.
Yeah, do some warm-ups. Jeez.
Carry on.
Like, what? Iconic vocal tone, you know? That was very Michigan.
There's
tone.
Like, ting, ting, ting. What are those called? A triangle. There's like triangles.
Because it's a parade. It's a marching band.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Oh my fuck, really? Dude, My Chemical Romance is just Britney. Like,
yeah, that's
they might
true.
As well be called Britney.
Britney
Romance.
Britney's Chemical Romance.
Yeah, pretty much.
We should send that to it. We just should like make her name in the font.
Fuck.
Just be like Britney's Chemical Romance.
Okay, that's gonna be her birthday
and a
gift.
Great name, like
right?
You
like,
know what I mean?
What the fuck did that come from?
I think
because
I knew the story, but I don't know the story. I'm a
like
fake
we snorted
fan,
pixie sticks and now we're in love. My Chemical Romance.
Like you mixed a love potion for someone and they drank it and they fell in love with you,
oh.
But it wasn't real.
Well,
that's just my assumption.
That's like Harry Potter.
Right. Exactly. Kind of.
I love the song.
So this is Magnets Caught in a Metal Heart by Thursday.
Dude.
And this was one of my picks. And this takes me back, bro, to being on the road. In Wisconsin, driving through the fucking UP in
yes.
the middle of nowhere
yes.
at like midnight, 1 in the morning.
Three
and
the night.
Our brother Sam, who used to play bass for us, had us, we listened to this record like
dude.
On
repeat. He was like, you guys gotta hear this. I think you'll really like it.
Yeah.
And we had never really heard of Thursday.
I mean, we knew who Thursday
like,
was, but yeah,
them.
Listening. He's like, I think you'll like this record because it's so different from all their other ones.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. There are several songs on this
yes.
record that I really enjoy, but this was the one that I remembered.
Same.
That stuck out to me.
Like all of us would be screaming this part.
Yes. Yeah. And
didn't
yeah.
Sam see them?
He probably
he
did. He probably
like
did. Sam saw like everybody.
Dude, freaking turd.
Right. But, yeah, Sam saw Under Oath without us, which, like, gutted us. I remember
yeah, well,
that.
Rightfully so. He got
we're like,
smashed, nailed in the face.
Right. Sam saw a lot of bands back in the day. He's, like, an old school punk.
Dude, Sam.
If you can call, I mean, no, he's, like, a year older than me. That's not old school. But he was into all those, like, classic punk
yeah,
bands.
Yeah,
Rancid.
Fugazi, NoFX,
right.
Fucking
Megadeth. That's not really punk, but you know what I mean.
Who was Zayo? Like, he was obsessed with that
Zayo.
Band.
And every time that came out, I was like, I don't like it.
That, no, dude. Listening to that in the back of his shitty
like,
fucking car.
Wah, wah.
Yeah,
like,
dude. I was like, hey, Sam, can you change the song? He's like, oh, wait for the breakdown. I'm like, oh, God. But this, okay.
Oh, man.
But we turned him on to a lot of music that he probably made fun of us for listening to.
Really?
Like, he didn't like Amber Lynn until
not
we started
really.
Listening to it. And Emery. Like, it took him a while to get into Emery.
Right.
Kids, like.
Right. He liked punk music.
Yes.
And heavy music.
Yep.
You know, which we did too, to a certain degree, but we liked the more melodic side.
He loved Maylene.
Yeah, we
yeah.
all did. We liked, and he is legend.
And he is legend, yeah.
And then didn't we turn him on to Chasing Victory?
I think so. We loved, dude, Chasing
dude,
Victory should be in
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Chasing Victory
that
should
band,
be in this playlist.
Oh man, we never got to see them before they broke up.
So sad.
But yeah, Chasing Victory was a
oh,
big
huge
influence.
Influence. That's the reason I wrote, yeah, Jezebel. Hands down.
That's
and then
funny.
There's a really freaking old song on Phases that
oh,
was
balls.
Inspired by a Maylene song. Maylene and ZZ Top
hell
was the
yeah.
inspiration for that one.
No,
it's, oh God. It's the... oh, for God's sake. I can't think of it. It Is What It Is song, where there's gang vocals on it.
Okay.
That one, geez, it took me a second.
Yeah, got you.
Took me a freaking second. See, like, all these songs are from, like, the mid-2000s, which I think, is already making a comeback. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh, these Y2K songs, like, now.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Y2K fucking... Dude. Every time someone said that, like, I'm just stupid. I'm like, the world never blew up, okay? Yeah. Like, chill.
Right, and it never exploded.
I don't know.
Danny Rose BB.
That's
Danny
my girl.
Laps by Envy on the Coast. I know of this band. Do they have a popular song that I would know?
Yes. I remember making a mix. And, why do I always fucking draw blanks?
That's okay. It's because music is playing.
I know.
Your brain
No, there's zone. A couple songs that you would be familiar with if
I figured,
played them.
Because I was like, wait, I'm pretty sure I know this band. I'm pretty sure.
But I got into Envy on the Coast quite a bit.
Yeah.
When I was like 18, 19.
Right, because I think I mixed them up with that one band. They're from Ireland.
Flood of Red?
Yeah.
Mm.
That was a good time.
They're a good time.
Dude, are they still a band?
Or they're like Welsh?
Or I thought they were from Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I remember.
Anyway, that was completely off topic.
This is a beautiful song. Fuck. Extra special. But at our old, would we call Joey our old producer?
Just Joey.
We would
BFF
record
forever
at our friend's house, and he always had like these international music magazines, and like
wasn't it just like it wasn't just Alternative Press or something, was it?
Yeah,
AP.
But he had like tons of cool music magazines in his bathroom, and I
keep talking. I'm taking a story. We're recording a podcast.
I'm talking about you, Joe Stockton. So I miss you, you dummy.
And I was flipping through that magazine, and yeah, I found Flood of Red and quite a few other bands that we started listening to.
Dude, Flood of Red is a good time. It reminds me of fall. Because we would put that record on and listen to it.
Yes. We should look that. I can't remember what that record was called, but I remember there was a song like called Elephants or something on
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. We should look into that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, mom and dad, our parents really liked them,
yes,
too.
That was always a record that we could put on.
Like, as a family.
When we were all together and be like,
if we had
okay,
to drive.
We can listen to this. We can listen to this. This is a long, slow song.
Dude, it's making me drowsy.
All right, you can go to the next one.
Under
we
the
got
next.
Up next.
We got The Cab, mate.
I think this is another slow one.
Oh, God. The Cab. Song's called Vegas Skies. I swear I've heard this before.
Taylor Cox sent us this.
Taylor Cox. Oh, yeah, we know.
I'm familiar with the picture.
Yes.
Wow, this sounds...
The Cab. The Cab. What the heck else did they sing that was
exactly
popular?
Exactly.
This is driving me bonkers. Here, I can't search on my phone because I don't have a signal.
Like, so they're a three-piece American rock band from LA, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Whisper War. That sounds familiar. 2008.
Damn. No, this cover. But the girl on the front is really familiar.
It won't play it if I click on it, will it?
No.
I just want to see the songs. I don't know. I swear I know.
The City is Contagious? Maybe.
I swear I know.
What was their popular song?
What was their popular jams? That's some fucking tambourine.
Was produced by Patrick Stump. They were...
Chuggy?
Fall Out Boy.
Makes sense.
Who also provided vocals on Bounce, One of Those Nights, I'm a Wonder, and sings backing vocals on other songs.
All right.
They're on Fueled by Ramen. Dude, everybody wanted to be on yeah. fueled by ramen.
I mean, we
in
did.
The like mid 2000s because of Paramore. Yeah.
Dude, no one sent Paramore. That's a funny.
Wow, that's true.
That's a big funny.
That's an interesting funny. Maybe because they know. Dude, no. It's like I can listen to Paramore all day.
Oh, dude, absolutely. Maybe they were people trying to respect us.
Maybe they were trying to be respectful.
Bro, I'm gonna fucking fall asleep.
That's okay.
This song next
song
is by the band called The Perfumers.
The Perfumers? That's
yes.
hard to say.
Called I Need It.
Corten.
Here's
Corten Burjordan. Corten Burjordan sent us this. Is that an accent?
That's like, this sounds like some Drive Like I Do shit or something.
Right, I know I've heard of this band.
Are they from the UK?
I'm trying to find it.
Oh, I like this.
That's nice.
This is easy.
Excuse me. The Perfumers.
Tell me you're gay now.
That ain't a Healy line.
No, that is a Healy line. Except Healy would probably rip it off from this band.
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 I like
band. Band.
Fort Wayne? Bullshit. What?
Did I pick the wrong song?
No.
What? Did someone send us their own band? Maybe they sent us their own band. Wait, I think they did.
Is this Maddie Healy?
I see what you did here. I see what you did here.
You
getting us to
cheek.
Listen to your band.
So you're not English.
Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne. Y'all speak with y'alls and stuff.
I see what you did. So this song makes you feel nostalgic.
I remember.
Dude, I was going to like swear up and down that this was some English band from the fucking
like
80s.
Did we
so
play
props?
Together?
No, I don't think so.
I'm for sure.
I'm pretty
some
sure.
Some of those faces looked familiar.
Well, they may have been to our show. Please, if you listen to this, forgive me for not.
I really like this.
No, it's nice.
I feel like this was.
Forgive me for not listening when you told me to the first time.
I feel like.
Because this is nice.
This would be very atmospheric live.
The atmospheric. So.
I like this. What?
2020, so just singles. Nice.
I like how.
Sneaky, you cheeky monkey.
That's
good
funny.
For you, it worked.
Dude, I wish we could do this for somebody.
Dude, I know.
Yeah.
People aren't as kind as us.
Bro, the last time I tried interacting and to get somebody to listen to our song,
yeah.
they commented back to everybody around me but me.
That sucks, man.
And I was like, y'all be out here killing my confidence, like,
dude,
terribly.
For real. So yeah, go check out the Perfumers.
Yo, they smell pretty.
Fort Wayne, y'all. Okay, if you don't come up with your own scent,
yeah, do you have
you
a
are
perfume?
Missing out on a merch item. Just saying. Just saying.
Will it go to the next?
Nope, it's gonna go to our next song in the playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
if something or if somebody was trying to like actually the whole Rickroll us. But I was like, I don't fucking care. I like this
song.
Dude,
this song slaps.
Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. And
Astley.
Faded Household something. Your name got cut off. It's too long.
What?
Damn it. But yeah, sent us several songs. And I was like, haha, I'm going to pick this one because I actually like this song.
Bruh.
I love the 80s. This is the last one in the playlist.
I just fell asleep.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I just nodded off in this one.
I hope.
Can you hear that? That's
yeah.
my
oh,
best.
Oh, yeah, it's picking it
That's
up.
That's my best.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna turn run around.
It hurt
desert
you. Desert you. Cry. Make you cry.
Say goodbye.
Sir. How do you?
Dude, and like, he's a white bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's white.
He's white.
As Dr. Phil would say.
But yeah, I thought this would be a funny one to add in. Because, like, again...
Didn't we look up this music video one time?
Probably.
And we were like, what the fuck? He's just a normal ass
He's
bro.
An English singer, songwriter, and radio personality.
Absolutely. I'd like to hear Maddie talk about this guy.
Was a number one hit single in 25 countries, winning the 1988 Brit Awards for Best British Single.
Never gonna say goodbye. Oh God, I'm stuck.
It's just too good, man. Like, I freaking, like I just said, love 80s music. Dude, he looks like he's ripping.
He got a fucking Christmas
he's
album.
He's doing an acoustic version of Everlong? Wow.
Tugya?
Wow. That was probably a good time. But, like, give me all this stuff. I don't even care. I love it.
Oh,
I freaking
great.
Love it.
It's great. It's a great
it's
time.
Great. It's a great time. So, yeah, we're going to wrap this up here.
Jack's hungry.
We're hungry. Hope you enjoyed this.
I hope you had a giggle. Man, I was funny. Like,
that was pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's, I mean, normally we get some good content out of this.
You just got to be, like, feeling low.
And starving.
And starving.
Starving. I'm starving, honey. I'm starving. I don't know where that came from.
You know, it's all right.
But, yeah. We're going to keep making playlists every other weekend on our Instagram, so
yep.
Make sure to go follow us at HYH Band on Instagram, and when we, you know, throw out the call to arms, send us a song. I don't know what the theme will be or if it'll be any theme, just send
we'll
us a
just,
fucking song.
We'll just be like, what's the fucking vibe?
What's the vibe? What's the vibe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm
that
done. I'm gone, bro.
That's really good, bro.
I'm gone, mate. So it's just your local bleeding legend, Nikki Ryland, signing off.
With a fade out.
Oh, fucking
Rick
perfect
Astley.
Timing.
Dude, the 80s fade out. Sick. So yeah, and you can go listen to this playlist right now on our Spotify. So make sure you go do that. Ooh,
boom.
Kids in the Way started over.
I feel like I heard a tap on the door.
And
it might happen.
Might happen. I don't know.
Don't.
Don't open the door. Don't do it.
I have to pee really bad, mate.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Share this with someone who needs a good laugh.
Yeah.
And we will see you in a couple weeks for a new podcast.
Yeah,
playlist.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you a lot.
Oh,
my God.
Yep, there's a demon outside the door. We got to go. See you later.
Bye.
See you later. Alligator. 안녕하세요.